Of community. On memorial occasions from time to time, Reverend Nazir Murray, all blessings and respect. Dio has spoken to us of some of the experience which Reverend Nazir Murray, all blessings and respect to, has encountered along the way during this life. Through these glimpses, the following account is rendered. The following narrative, first appearing in the Purple Veil newsletter, May of 1990, had been drawn by recollection as a word-for-word portrait. It does not chronologically exist at the present time. Nazir Murray comes from a long line of mystics. Nazir Murray's father and father's father are adepts in esoteric knowledge. Nazir Murray felt the inner call very early in life. He always appeared extraordinary to family and peers. The realization of Nazir Murray's stature and mission in this life occurred in early manhood. Nazir Murray was led to a book covered with the dust of many years in the cellar of a large old house. This small book held within its title the key which unlocked memories of former lives. It also unlocked the cognition of the direction which this life was to take, the innate abilities of spiritual leadership and far-reaching vision led Nazir Murray to walk the path of community. A few years following this illumination, Nazir Murray was initiated to bring forth the ancient teachings in the capacity of leader and teacher. This led to the founding of Naziriya Monastic Community. The fundamental and universal truth principles that were taught, the rules and regulations that were adhered to in the spiritual communities of the ancient ones, laid the foundation of this monastic order. This monastic lifestyle, This is succinctly phrased in the following truth principle. Live the life and you will know the doctrine. I received the call. I was selected as one that would not fall, that would feel, hear, see, that would give the all, would not run away, go astray, lose the way. Initially, the community wore all white garments in one season and all purple in the other. All white signifies the purification process of spiritual attainment. All purple signifies a high aspect of spiritual realization. Nazir Murray brought those drawn to Nazir Murray as students out of worldly life. He instructed them by up-leveling or revealing esoteric truths hidden in conventionally accepted spiritual writings. The community subsequently went into the wilderness to live a secluded life, to learn from nature, to grow further spiritually. Such was the path of spiritual communities in days of old. Some students left, some stayed, more came. As there is only room for those who are serious about their spiritual advancement. As the years progressed, Nazir Murray's pace accelerated. Nazir Murray brought the students, in degrees, to the understanding of the universality of truth. Truth which is expressed throughout the world. Truth is irrespective of color, creed, and nationality. As Nazir Murray teaches, we are not these bodies. The fires of providence presented circumstances which took the community once again out of seclusion to dwell among the masses, to be an example that there is more to life than what is conventionally taught, and to grow further. In time, when it was time, the advancements of the community were made manifest outwardly through the change in color of vibratory rate to all purple garments. And as revealed to Nazir Murray, the title was added. The Nazi Order of the Purple Veil. Purple is a color of the highest order. It envelops the community in truth and light and love, beyond the limitations and confines of worldly mass consciousness. As it has been said, dwell in truth and truth shall set you free. Blessings and thanks to our spiritual master, Reverend Nazir Murray, all blessings and respect due.
Mission. The service is still effective and continuing. It's an old saying, talk does not cook the rice. Okay, this is what we're aware of. Talk does not cook the rice, and people talk about our hard work and our meditating and so on and so forth. There are some very serious spiritual values concerning commitment, disciplines, and services. And we're doing it, you see. But doing it to the point of, like I say, I'm not that much attuned to overwhelming numbers or whatever you see. Because the services, many are called, but few are chosen. Everybody's going forward at their level. Transcendence. So I'll say our service is very serious. It's very serious. And some are clinging to this over here. Some are clinging to that over there. But that's the level and plane of consciousness they're traveling on. And of course, if they have a chocolate habit, they'll cling to their chocolate. If they have a cigarette habit, they'll cling to their cigarettes. If they have a tobacco habit or alcohol, they'll cling to that. And they'll try to distract the responsibility of raising beyond that particular entrapment or that particular desire and say, well, I'm doing this and this will take care of that. But of course, Nazir Moray is working on certain levels and certain degrees. Whereas it's time for a lot of certain experiential activities to be transcended and let go of. And a lot of people are still just not ready to do that. To transcend in degree. They're still waiting to see heaven open up. They're still waiting for the kingdom of heaven, you see. Waiting for it. And looking for it. And not making the necessary moves and adjustments to bring it about. To bring it about. And to bring it about is what the man on earth is about. Trying to work and cooperate to return back to that higher state of awareness and consciousness. And your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it is to manifest on earth as well at a certain stage of development. And people have risen to that degree of consciousness. And the only way you're going to rise to that degree of consciousness is by overcoming a lot of mental and physical corruptions and distractions and attachments. And so on and so forth. We're working hard on that. And we're working hard at it. And we're going to continue to work hard at it. Until I transcend this plane of existence and consciousness. And I pray I'm more proficient. And I pray that I give more service. As I continue toward that effort. More and more. To have a direct positive influence. I'm just here, you see. And I'm here. And I'm trying to give some information. Give my input. To keep everything going in a coordinated manner. Every minute of our time is dedicated to service. Working. And maintaining this church community order.
Divine One, open your heart and call. Ask for delivery. Walk away from all your misery. Let your heart be true. You know what to do. Keep your heart true. Oh, he will help you if you be true. I speak to you, you know it too. Was your heart true? What did you do? Did you do it to you? Oh, divine one. Divine One, hear our call. Don't let us die by the hand.
Acts. Action. And the razor's edge path. Acts. We're all unique units of the overall total whole. So you come into this plane of existence for your experience. Your experience is for your growth and your learning. Higher self, lower self, physical man, spiritual man. Where do you find God? You find God beyond the body and beyond the mind. Talk does not cook the rice. Action. Talk is a preliminary. It's a prerequisite. And faith without works is dead, being alone. Faith with works, talk with works. You have to back up your talk through your actions. The divine essence working through you. You have to do the works. That's why you're on this planet. You're on an infinite journey, and in time you will come into all knowledge. The razor's edge path. In other words, when you decide to speed up, when that path is chosen, then you have to know and understand your lessons and experience. They come faster, and they're going to be more painful. Because you have to learn through pain. It's not a punishment. It's directed towards teaching. Outer circle. I've had complaints about, yeah, and the sisters are, you know, carrying tables. Well, these sisters are not ladies, you see. They are spirit beings traveling in female bodies. And we look at them as women. And they are women during this lifetime experiential journey. And you know, you have women out in the street talking about women's liberation and everything else. And they want to do their share. And they want to play the male role and so on and so forth. They're tired of being ladies and so on and so forth. In the East, that's how it is. These sisters are doing this. They're not out there going everywhere, being everywhere, doing everything. They're not dancing in the streets and everything else. So they even need exercise. They need to do these things to keep them going. To keep them youthful, to keep them strong, to keep them active and alert, instead of laying somewhere getting fat. You can go into boredom, you can go into drugs, or anything else to excite yourself. So good, hard, honest, decent work. With an honest goal ahead, and a lifestyle that is clean, productive. And this is what we're doing here. In a circle. You're a woman. And you have become a woman through that experience. Now it's for you to go beyond being a woman into a true spiritual conscious being.
Now it's for you to put your concentration or your involvement into that direction. To evolve out of womanhood into spiritual awareness and consciousness. But that's the effort you have to make. And that's the test. The trial. The tribulation. The experience. You get what you are. And you get what you pay for.
In the eye of the beholder. You go out and you're getting ready to go on an important engagement. And you get all dressed and you're getting ready to go out. And you sprain your ankle pretty bad. It hurts terribly bad. If there's a God in heaven, why did this happen to me? However, they could have gone out and had an accident. They could have gone out and run into someone and killed someone or themselves. So things happen within the universe. Whereas you don't know. You can't say why this or that has happened. A lot of things that might happen to you that you look at as not being good is perfectly good, well and balanced, within the overall total structure of things. So people go into good and evil according to their degree of awareness and their consciousness. Satan said, well, I'm gonna walk the face of the earth, I'm gonna test man. Go and test him, and that test is a part of the experience. It's a part of the choice. Whatever tests, trials, tribulations, it's for you to make the necessary decision to either keep going forward or to stay where you are. It's your choice. Sickness, pain, evil, misfortune, all of that is a part of your experience to help you learn, to help you grow. It's not punishment, it's a learning experience. Of experience, because everybody on this planet left a higher state and descended into earth for experience, to learn and grow, the bitter, the sweet, the wisdom, the woe. People like to say, what's over on the other side of the fence? Everybody likes to blame someone else. Let's blame the devil. But not realizing that fallen spirit is the descent of spirit into matter. Divine spark into material physical plane of existence.
It was a pulling away from the heavenly hosts to go into different fields of experience.
stages of civilization and conscious evolution. Stages of civilization. We're talking about natural. When I say natural, I'm talking about natural related to nature. I'll say on a holistic level, a closeness. And then that closeness is being brought about as an involutionary karmic cyclic experience. Involution is when spirit evolves into matter, taking on an involutionary experience, involved in physical material things. So you're going into an involutionary experience. You're involved in things of the earth, things of nature on a very earthy level. That's part of your experience. So as you experience, as you attune to nature and commune with nature, you receive information through that attunement, that oneness, that communion, and you go through that involvement, you go toward an evolvement. You begin to evolve out of the things of earth, mundane physical material existence. You begin to evolve to a higher state of consciousness. Spirit returning to that higher self being, understanding, consciousness. You're expanding your consciousness and your awareness. You're developing spiritually. Now when you say Egypt is more of this, that or the other, it's more civilized. I'm saying that through that involutionary experience, that communing with nature, that involvement, then you go through stages of civilization. It's your life. It's your experience. Everyone gets involved, and they grow according to their awareness, their attunement, their life, their individualism, which is just a means to an end. It's not an end in itself, because we are one in that total essence. So I would say, there have been people that have evolved within different tribes, nations, geographical locations. But as a mass of people or cultural development or national development, the Egyptians could have evolved to express that degree of involvement through their structure, their creativity, to manifest and express in the arts and sciences, in this world. There are certain things in this world that prevent that communication. A lot of people won't recognize this. They'll continue to smoke, continue bad habits, and say, as long as you're going to church on Sunday, thinking everything is going to be all right, it's not like that. You're supposed to have Christ within. It's not Jesus living in that body, it's you tuning into the same consciousness that Jesus tuned into, and tuning into that consciousness see. Things you should have outgrown. Things detrimental to this planet. And if it's detrimental, and you contribute to it, you don't rise to higher degrees or levels of consciousness.
True abode, distraction, an inner return. But not of this world, you still have to do what is necessary to help others rise. You shouldn't support things that pollute bodies and minds, that block perception of higher energies, higher thoughts, higher being. Everything on this planet affects body and mind. leading toward higher realization, awareness, anointing, consciousness. If you contribute to detriment, you share responsibility. But everyone gets what they are and what they pay for. That's experience. And we pray they learn in time. Learning through wisdom, people don't accomplish because they run. Running in mind, in body, in consciousness. Running in circles, you have to attune to what Nazir Moray is telling you. Learning through woe, what you're trying to get away from is within you. You have to let it go out of yourself. Owen.
The true abode, study the effects things have upon your physical being. If you want prayer or meditation, be in a conducive environment. Right sound, right sound, right colors, right colors, right sense, right sense. This assists your effort, inner self. That's where prayer and meditation come in. There is a thought atmosphere when you're trying to be a true believer. All these thought energies impact your consciousness. So you must pull away periodically, sit still, meditate, go within. You go into the abode of Allah. There is no God but Allah. Allah is all in all, and within you, the breath of life. But you must step away from distractions, people, places, things, and go into your innermost being. And there, you will find the true spirit energy, spiritual.
you don't take it with you. You come and you get glimpses. And that glimpse gives you strength. It gives you strength enough to get back out and live your life in the everyday world with a little more understanding, with a little more knowledge, with a little more strength. Not to be distracted, not to be detained, not to be in fear, doubt, anxiety, but to know where you're going, who you are, and know that nothing on this planet can keep you from going where you should be. Meditation can give you that type of energy, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and strength. That's true experience. Because everyone has to go through their own experience. It's your life. It's your experience. Somebody can tell you this. Somebody can tell you that. Somebody can say, don't do this and do that. This is right. This is wrong. It's coming at you from all angles. But you came on the planet to live your life. Go through your experience. And to grow and return back to the source. Return back to Allah. Meditation will help you to attune yourself to the understanding and give you strength and security, and belief turns into knowing if you are a believer and you have strength in believing, then your belief will turn into knowing, knowledge. And when you know, you'll see it. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Higher involvement. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. The thing about meditation is conditioning your body to sit in a certain spot for a longer period of time. Because that's the biggest problem. You sit like I'm sitting. And if you're not used to it, you sit and your body goes to sleep, starts itching. Your body is always going to try to get your attention. That's just a part of the withdrawal symptoms as well. When you're withdrawing from anything, there's going to be something within your body, within your mind, that's going to try to keep you attached to that which you're trying to get away from. And meditation is rising beyond the body-mind consciousness. Because there's a higher knowledge, a higher truth, which dwells within your innermost being, beyond the body physical conditioning, and beyond the mind, mental conditioning, programming, people, places, and things that you've been taught, programmed, or experienced within the thought atmosphere. And through meditation, you get to the point where as you rise beyond that, beyond the body, the pull of material passions, desires, and things like that, you release the body, and you release the body and go into the mind, and then you go from the mind beyond the mind. From a lower state of consciousness to a higher state of consciousness, and from a higher state of consciousness beyond the mind totally, beyond conditioning, programming, what he said, she said, they said, and you begin to go into your true spiritual being essence, where all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding dwells, where all strength, truth, light, and love dwells. That's beyond this physical, material degree or experience, awareness, consciousness, but still your whole being or the mind is attached to or distracted from that higher state. Due to the pull of material physical experience. So everything you see, you think physical material. Material physical. And this is where your whole consciousness is centered. And it's centered here for a reason. For you to go through an experience. An experience you'll need for you to go further beyond your desires. Or beyond your curiosity. Or you need to go into certain experience. And you learn and you grow through experience. You come and you say, I want to experience life on this level. In this area. In this country. In this place. In this body. And you see what it's like, you can say, I know what that's about. Therefore, I don't have a need or pulling in that direction anymore. I've outlived that experience. And as you outlive experiences on certain levels and certain degrees, you just rise from your experience. Your consciousness is expanded, your spirituality develops. You become more aware. You get to the point where it's, I'm not about this, that, or the other. I have no need for that. You apply that knowledge to everyday physical material existence. And as you attune your consciousness to higher levels, you begin to attract higher experience to yourself. Higher things. Higher people. Higher involvements. You begin to raise your experiential levels. Your experiential need. And you grow from those experiences. You just keep on growing and expanding and growing. Whereas you don't have a need for that particular experience anymore.